In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. A bit more on the drama in Greece before we move on to other things. It's far too soon to call anything done in a crisis that is half a decade long already. But as Greece came close to the edge of the abyss in the last 2 weeks, it caused extraordinary economic damage. And many Greek businesses are bearing the scars. From Athens, Stephen Beard reports.
I'm in the offices of Dioptra, one of Greece's busiest publishing houses. At least it was.
Much quieter than it normally is here.
It is, actually, yes.
The boss, Kostas Papadopoulos, says this deathly hush descended 2 weeks ago when the bank shut and his business ground almost to a standstill.
At the moment, we are 90% down in July.
And July is usually the best month of the year.
Think about it, 90% down. How can you survive?
Bookshops are ordering hardly any of his titles because the public has simply stopped buying. People could shop with a credit card or a cheque, but the limit on ATM withdrawals and the escalating atmosphere of crisis has freaked everyone out, he says, and that includes him.
Things have changed so dramatically in our lives and in our businesses that at the moment I feel as if I am a book specialist, but in a different country that I don't know anything about.
In other words, he's completely bewildered.
I don't know what books people like anymore. I don't know how much should we print. I don't know what's the price of a book. I don't know anything.
Importers, and Greeks import a lot of stuff, have been affected by the capital controls. In general, they can't send money out of the country. Foreign suppliers have to supply on credit. But would you? The man who runs this online travel agency, Philip Brinkman, says more than 35 airlines have refused to take any bookings from Greece.
Which makes it impossible for most Greek travel agencies to issue tickets for these airlines, so they can't sell them actually to their customers anymore.
But Brinkman isn't teetering on the edge of disaster, far from it. He's half Greek and half German. He's routing his ticket purchases through his German office. And with German planning and efficiency, he's already expanded aggressively abroad.
That was the savior, let's say, for a company and the driver of the growth.
And it's left him well-placed to shift his headquarters out of Greece if the country's economy spirals out of control.
It would make sense, maybe, if things go really, really bad here to relocate. In order to have banking relations and in order to have, let's say, the legal headquarters of the company in a more stable environment.
Given the turbulence of the past 2 weeks, businesses here are understandably nervous. But behind the high walls and security cameras of this rather grim-looking compound near the airport, there's a safe haven at hand.
Here we have the Technical Operational Center. Here we have engineers on a 24/7 basis. They're over.
Welcome to Athens 2, a brand new high-tech bolt hole for companies fleeing civil unrest in the capital. Apostolos Kakos is the boss.
Things can go much worse. So, as you have on a desert, we are oasis.
An oasis.
An oasis on a desert. We are like that.
With its own power and water supply, Athens 2 can accommodate with maximum security up to 700 personnel. Several large companies have signed up to use the complex in case they're forced to leave Athens. As a Greek, you are hoping that it is not needed.
I mean, we're hoping for the best, but we have to plan for the worst.
As this week draws to an end, the air of imminent disaster, the prospect of a sudden uncontrolled exit from the euro seems to be receding. But business has been badly bruised. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard.